Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shels and Nutty M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shels and Nutty M, this is their podcast tune. Sideways, yeah, yeah, hi, I'm Shels. Little Virginia girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine. And loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis. So I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen a few. Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he opens gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. GMG is real to me. Breadheads is the progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG, Mac, drama, brick squad, mafia, 1017. Prophet, 1017. Yankee, break gang. Just amazing gigs in 6 minutes. Malik, show got a criminal. NDB, RIP, strap, match, strap, young tail, Louis Cartel, RIP, Gator. Code Red, the villain, Tiwi, 96FG, Honey Blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything I swerve, swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. It's Wednesday, hump day. What's up, Maddie? How are you today?
What up, Shels? I'm good. I mean, I'm good. It rained for like 5 straight days here. It's crazy. There's flooding around
Edmonton. It's still fucking raining here, man.
Yeah? Well, I mean, it's
yeah,
good
it's been
for,
raining
for
like
Canada,
that
right?
here.
It's good for Alberta. Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Today was our first sunny day, so it was good. It was a nice day to be out.
This freaking, it's like, I can't even mow my grass. I'm starting to look like I live in, like, Children of the Corn or something. Because it's just raining, it's raining and growing, but, you know. Anyway,
yeah.
What a show we have tonight, man. I am so excited about tonight. You know, I say that about every show, but I'm really excited about this show. We have got Show Gutter coming on the show tonight, and we have Cobra Immortal, CI. So it's going to be a dope-ass show. Show Gutter was,
no doubt.
You know, he... I've known him for years now, and he went on tour with us for the DCMO tour, and he has amazing music talent, and I'll let him tell you all his story. Cobra Immortal, I actually came up on him when, you know how I research music and look at everybody, and just everybody's listening to the mainstream artists. I'm listening to underground indie artists, so and I came up on him that way. So it's going to be a dope
That's
show.
Cool.
So,
yeah, no doubt.
Anything exciting happen this week?
Not really. Like I said, it was pretty normal. Like I said, I basically stayed inside. I went thrift shopping a lot. Yo, I love thrift shopping, dude. Like going to Goodwill and shit like that. Like, I love it, man. It's crazy what you can get. I just love it. Like, I got the money to buy whatever I want, but I just love it. There's something about you get a high. I go with my mom, and you just get a high about find some, you know?
I like yard sales, man. I like yard sales.
Yeah.
Goodwill, this day and age, you go to Goodwill, you might as well go to Ross or Marshall's or something like that because you're going to pay a better price there than Goodwill.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but there's a bunch of other places. Like, there's Find is really good. It's a place called Find here. It has some pretty cool furniture and shit. But, yeah, the Goodwill, you're not joking. The Goodwill, it's like, it's almost as good as the Marshalls, to tell you the truth. Like, they have so much stuff in there. It was crazy when I went in. Yeah, but, I mean, I really, that was, besides
it was
the gym, and, you know, doing the regular. Well, I mean, it's been raining, like, and I mean raining, like pouring.
Yeah, you're an outdoors person, so I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I haven't taken a bike out for a while.
let me tell you a funny story. You know Shelves and her stories, right? So
yeah,
we pulled through drive-thru. And sorry, McDonald's, but I don't like McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? I like their fountain drink.
It's getting bad.
I like their high-C orange, but I just don't, I don't know. I'd rather go somewhere else. But anyway, so we go through McDonald's, right? And my mom, she was driving, and I was in the passenger seat, right? And we were, it was kind of like a heated moment anyway, right? Because not with me, but like with situations going on, right? So anyway, she's sitting there, and she's giving the order, and I'm like, Mom. And she's like, Shelly, hush. And I'm like, but Mom. And she's like, Shelly, hush. And she's like, man, I can't hear you, ma'am. I can't hear you. And she's like getting really frustrated, right? And I'm like, Mom. And the people behind us are dying laughing. My mom is sitting there talking to the trash can, trying to
that's funny, man. Yeah,
trying to give the order. Because you know how the thing like is over, you know, like the trash cans kind of go over towards the car with the lids on them.
Yeah,
that was hilarious, man. She was so mad. She was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you let me do that. I was like, dude, I tried telling you like three fucking times. What the fuck?
But wow. Anyway,
yeah, that was kind of crazy. I wish I would have had it on videotape, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway. All right. Well, guess what time it is? It is time for Fuck It Up,
Fuck it up
of the Week. What's going on,
yes,
Fuck It
sir.
Up?
Yo, what's cracking? What's going on? Shells, what's going on, Maddie
hey,
Matt?
Man. I was just I was thinking
Happy
about you yesterday, dude. Man.
Huh?
Yo, shut up. I was thinking about you yesterday. And I was just thinking about I meant to write you actually, I'm sorry, my bad. But yeah, I was just thinking about man your attitude and how because, like I said, it's been pretty rainy and depressing around here. I was thinking, you know, it's getting bummed out around here. And I was just thinking about you, Milton, and how you're always happy, dude. And, yeah, I meant to write you, but I guess I must have forgot. But, yeah, big ups on that, Milton. Fuck you,
Dad.
Maddie, I'm
no
having
word.
A hard
big
time
up.
Hearing you, man.
Can you hear me okay,
me?
Guys?
Yeah,
no,
I can hear
me.
You. Yeah, Maddie. It's like you keep going in and out. I just want to let you know it's like a little bit muffled compared to what you usually are.
Well, how's this? Oh. Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, well, I got my headphones in. Just let me know if you can't hear me because I'm not going to talk if I'm not listening to you, you know?
Right. Gotcha. All right, Suck It Up. How's your week been before we get into the Suck Up?
You know, my week was cool. You know, my Father's Day, happy Father's to all those fathers out there. Hope you guys, you know, had an awesome Father's Day. You know,
yeah.
I just celebrated my Father's Day yesterday with my boys, but I had a magnificent time. You know, they took me out and got me some meds, and I was happy. I ended up falling asleep, so I was happy, actually. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, great.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
Now it's time for this is Sideways fuck up of the week. This week, we have three headlines across the U.S. First headline, woman missing since she's got lost.
Okay.
All right. So anyways, second headline. All right. I got one for you. This one is humped to death by a pet camel. And these are headlines, guys.
For real?
Humped to death by a pet
camel.
Camel,
check this out. A Randy camel has killed its woman owner after apparently trying to make with her. Old animal weighing 23 and 81 pounds, knocked exotic pet lover, Pam Weaver, her name was Pam, to the ground before trying to saddle her. Or we may even sexual assault thing. Mrs. Weaver had the love of exotic pets. The family had considered buying her a llama, but found that they were too expensive. Last headline.
Dude, you know, you know what's so funny about that? Is because camels have humps, right? So it's humped to death. That's just hilarious. I mean, it's a bad thing to happen, but it's funny. Whoever wrote that has a sense of humor, man, for real.
And let's see. Hold on 1 second. I got one for you guys. And this one's out of Florida. Things to do in Florida. This is fucked up. Last headline.
Yeah.
Fucked up. Out.
That's awesome. Thank you, brother.
That's great.
Love you guys, too.
Love you guys, man. So, hey, time to go smoke now.
That part.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Thanks, Bogadap. We'll see you next week. All right.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, all right, while we're getting ready to do the show, like, it just, it's funny to me, man, some of those headlines. That's
yeah.
It's crazy that they actually put those down as headlines. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and play a song from Shogata, and then we're going to bring him on. And this one is called Talk My Talk, or Let Me Talk. Here we go. Let's get it.
I'm drunk off the alcohol in the streets, ready to act a dog. Gang shit, no lame shit.
None at all.
That boy pussy, don't blame
they,
me.
Gang in here, look.
Couple dollars, what I get him hit for? My life like a dice game, just tell me what they hit him for. I'm from the jungle, four tough, yeah, I'm built strong. Energizing soul, yeah, I'm still going. In a line of fire, if I pull it, baby, I will blow it. Real niggas do real things at real moments. Look, y'all pines, I'm a king, boy, I've been chosen. Play your part, fuck around or get knocked over. Good nigga, cold heart, I really lost soldiers. Cause I was balling with players that really crossed over. Asking what it's going for, yeah, that's a fool, number. I can get it lower, bro, I've been grinding for a few summers. I can make a somersault. Last summer I fucked 100 off. Yeah, I'm at the plug, but Gunna not running off. Send him 100 shots now, looking like Lil Dog. So Gunna, one, you don't wanna run across. I be drunk off the alcohol in the streets ready to act a dog. He ain't really about that life, he's just acting ball.
Pussy ass fake.
He ain't really about that life, he's just acting ball.
Big 40 on me, make the earth shake. Fish shaking like a dog, made the earth quake. Told her do it for a nigga in my birthday. You put these niggas shouldn't be trapping in the first nigga. I be going dumb, Bobby Boucher, nigga. Falling on you niggas like it's 2K, nigga. Diamonds get the jumping like it's 2K, nigga. Blowing those out, the zip cost a few K, nigga.
Bought a pound in the flight and got up out of here. Why? Cause I am broke, it's my only fear. I'ma get rich right now or do a lot of years. Hit this back, we'll sit back, think about all my peers. I'm doing good right now, I'm holding back these tears. On my squad, I'm the last man here. Got some in the plot, others rotting on the tier. Took a foul with this rap shit to get us out of here. This is kinda blurry, now it's clear. Since I bossed up, my people see me in they tear. I be feeling like the band when I walk around here. Couple bands in my pocket, 7 grams in the air. Might say fuck you, so good I don't care. I be taking 48 till foes in the air. I be drinking 48 till I be drinking 48 till I be drinking 48 till foes in the air.
Big 40 on me, make the earth shake. Fish shaking like a dog, made the earth quake. Told her do it for a nigga in my birthday. You put these niggas shouldn't be trapping in the first place. I be going dumb, Bobby Boucher, nigga. Falling on you niggas like it's 2K, nigga. Diamonds get the jumping like it's 2K, nigga. Blowing those out, the zip cost a few K, nigga.
Hold the fuck on. Hey, bro, I'm home again. This nigga with the teeth, man. Mr. 48 Chill, you know the deal. Charlie, what up? My shooter, nigga. True, I see you, my rooster. Hey, stay day. I say gang in here. Gang shit, no lame shit. Gang in here. It's your gut of the bandit, nigga. Coast to coast, I bomb shit, nigga. DJ Tom, what up, nigga? Say gang in here. Fuck a nigga mean. Fuck a nigga time out, nigga.
Now I'm talking about, I say young man.
All right.
Ooh,
all right.
I like that.
Yeah, for sure. That's one of my favorite songs that he has. Let's bring on Shogata. Let's see how he's doing.
What up, what up?
What's up with y'all, man? How y'all doing?
How you doing, man?
Hey,
thanks for coming on, man. I'm good, man. I can't complain.
Let me tell you, I love that song. You know that already, though, right?
Yeah, you played
yeah,
with that
I,
track,
I
man.
Know that. I started laughing when you started with that one, because I said, I know Shim, that's her song right there.
legit.
Yeah.
Nah, that shit was dope. You play with that beat like crazy, man. I'm a fan.
Man, thank you so much, man. I appreciate that, man.
So let me tell
just
you.
Trying to rap away.
When this guy performs, I'm telling you, like, he gets the whole audience intoxicated by him. You know, you can feel it. You can feel him. He's got that soul in the music, you know, so he thinks about what he knows, what he feels, and you can feel it. And you're just, he's a true entertainer. And Joe Gutter, you got a lot of talent, man.
Man, thank you, Sales. You know, when I was with you, I couldn't do nothing but put on. You know, you gave me that great opportunity to travel the world and do what I love to do. So, you know, I had to put on the show for you, you know, and everybody that was coming out. You feel me?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you did that. You even got Frost doing a little boogie in there.
Yeah, man, because, you know, you can't just stand up there and be, you know, one-dimensional. You know, you got to give the people a show, you know. You gotta make them feel you.
See that.
Make them grasp to you.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt. Yeah, I've never seen you perform, but just listen to that track, I guarantee it's probably a jam for sure. Probably a blast watching.
Oh yeah, man. I'm up and down the stage, man. I'm running around. I'm going crazy. I'm one of them, man. It's not a spot that's not touched. When I'm on the stage, man.
Yeah.
It's not a fan that's not seen or recognized. I'm trying to hit everybody.
No doubt, man. Like, people appreciate, man. When you have fun, yo, when you're having fun, people have fun, man. That's what they come to see.
Yeah.
That's what they paid to see. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. You want the people to have fun. You want your show that, you know, people be drunk or whatever they doing, and they vibe to your music,
mm-hmm.
you know, no BS. So that's what I be trying to do, you know, keep it like that.
Well,
yeah, no
this is the first time that Show That has been on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. So... And I'm super glad that you came on. I've been waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting on you. And
yeah, you know I'll be ripping and running.
I already know. And I'm just super glad that you came on. So tell the people that we have now, guys, just to let you know, we hit over 900,000 listeners. And yeah, that's worldwide. So we're doing pretty good because we've been doing this show for 6 months. So I think that's a major accomplishment, really.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, for sure. And so our interviews are always dope, but I'd like for everybody to kind of get a feel about you. What started you in music, what age you were, and what inspired you?
Okay. Well, so I was probably around the age of about 12 or 13 when I first really got into it, you know, always been around music and kind of like my inspiration probably was like the Brat, you know, it's crazy. The Brat was like my inspiration, but I actually how she used to just twist the words and her lyricism and, you know, how she just was different characters like that. That I was intrigued by that. So that kind of like grasped me. And I always wrote poems and my poems was like in a form of rhymes. So one day I kind of like rapped one of my poems over a beat, and it was like a rap. So my homies was like, man, like, you don't want to do nothing with this? So I'm like, nah, man, it's just like something I like to do on the side, you know, how I like to express myself, because I didn't know how to really express myself, but I knew how to write real good.
Yeah.
You know? So that's kind of like how I got my, you know, my run with the rap. And probably my first time like seriously pursuing it, one of my buddies, Lil Marcy. He got me on a real studio. I was probably about like 17, and we did a song, and I fell in love with how my voice sound projecting out the speakers, and shit, ever since then, shit, I've been at it, you know?
Hey, man, that's dope. I like that. I like what your buddy said. Yo, you ain't going to do shit with this? I like that.
Yeah, they like, man, you got something going here, because I didn't believe in myself. I used to just like, you know, do it to myself, amongst myself, you know? And never would want to let nobody hear it because I thought everybody would just be like, oh, that shit is whack or whatever. I never thought I would get the feedback that I got.
Yeah.
There you go.
And so just to let you know, tell everybody what city you're from and so they know a little bit about demographic.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I'm from Compton, California, you know. You know, I was raised up with Kendrick. That's one of my closest dogs and shit. You know, you see me all through his videos and shit. So, like I said, I've been around this music stuff for a long time. I'm so good. I'm on all platforms. I've been getting it in for a long time. Look, me and Shell's been down and around for a while, huh, Shell?
Yeah, we sure have. We sure have. Well, you know, so better when you find those real ones, you want to hold on to them, man.
Man, I appreciate that, man, because you're a real one. And you see, I
you're
I
real
ride
too,
with you.
Man.
Yep.
I know you do, man. You've been there
with
through some shit I've been through, too. So I know you do.
Some,
I know you do.
Some things are better left where they at, right?
Fact. For sure. But you learn from them, man.
Though.
That's the main thing. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
You learn.
And
yeah.
I wouldn't trade a minute of it. Well, I mean, I would make it
better. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
You know, I still look back and I'm like, man, I'm so glad I got that time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. That was, yeah, for sure. So I'm going to go ahead and play another one of your songs. And
okay.
Is there a certain one you want me to play or can I just pick?
Man, you can do what you do, you know.
All right, I'm going to do what I do then.
I'm confident in everything.
I can't wait.
You know.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, Shogata, one thing is when you come up, when we play the music, you got to mute, but remember to unmute your mic when we turn the radio back on because I'll be talking to myself all the damn time, and everybody else does too. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only one. So make sure you
just
unmute.
Just push mute.
Yeah, just push mute, and then when it comes back on, unmute. So this is going to be used to that. You want to bring it in for us? Tell a little bit about it.
Man, you know, this used to that. This is like a track where, you know, I'm like, I can't go back to what I was used to. You feel me? It's kind of like I'm on a different page in life right now. So I'm kind of like giving them a story of like, you know, where I started from and what I don't want to go back to.
That's good.
So
all
used
right.
to that by Showgetter.
All right.
Let's get it.
Look, man, turn me up in the motherfucking headphones. Nigga sitting in this shit like I ain't the Boston Bomber or something, nigga. Gang in here, gang shit no lame shit. No boy pussy don't blame you. Look me in my eyes, tell me what do you see? I'm the one, not the two or the three. Lying hearted how I move in the streets. Mama said I'm a demon, got the mark of the beast. I locked in with a couple of heaters. Bring it right where you sleep. All I need is a reason, either you or it's me. Ha ha, I done came a long way and I ain't looking back. Cause I remember on the 8 when we was pushing crack. I said it's better days now and that's a proven fact. And I'm in the winter circle now, I'm used to that. Can't believe I'm legal now, dog, I used to trap. Hoes used to pass me up like, who is I? Now they back that ass up like juvenile. And I done got my racks up, dog, you should try. And I done got my stacks up, I can't be denied. And if it ain't about a bag, dog, I can't reply. I said I'm feeling like God, I made a dollar out of dime. My confidence is on the million, I'm him, that's bottom line. Said I'm feeling like God, I made a dollar out of dime. My confidence is on the million, I'm him, that's bottom line. I came a long way and I ain't looking back. I remember on the day when I was pushing crack. Said it's better days now and that's a proven fact. And we in the winner's circle now, I'm used to that. Said I came a long way and I ain't looking back. And I remember on the day when we was pushing crack. I said it's better days now and that's a proven fact. And I'm in the winner's circle now, I'm used to that. From the home of the flame hats, red tux, gang tats, DPs and put ons, blood you gotta fade back. All my dogs solid to the core, ain't no J-Cats. Spin a block, we tryna up the score, cause we don't play that. Pussy nigga, how we at his door like where he stay at? Pussy nigga, what you shooting for if you don't take that? Ain't good, name good, what's your main wood? Try so good, a 40 opening like a can good. New op pack, really blowing in that backwood. Yeah, your boy blowing in that backwood. Came from the gutter and I ain't going back. Long nights on the app, now we on the map. Oh, my brother, not a soul that can hold me back. Young black businessman seeking ownership. And I did it by myself, I came alone in this. And I never had to ask, I was chose for this. And we all know the truth, just get over it. Watch me give it to him raw, bitch, I'm so slim. You know the drill, volcano flow, and I'm gon' overspill. Bitch, I'm gon' overspill. I came a long way and I ain't looking back. I remember on the day when I was pushing crack. Said it's better days now and that's a proven fact.
and crack. I said it's better days now, and that's a proven fact. And I'm in the winner's circle now, I'm used to that.
Yeah. So,
yo, man, I gotta tell you.
What?
Here,
I gotta say
something
first
quick,
now. Yeah, because I want to tell you something.
Huh?
I love it when you do, Shogata, when you do that little whine you do. That, you know, that little whine. You do it in some of your songs when you sing.
Huh?
And, man, I love when you do that. I just wanted you to know.
Thank you so much, Shell. You know, I'll be trying to
get out
the box.
I think truly you're one of the best rappers right now, I think, man. Like, I just heard True Effect. And no, I'm not lying, dude. Like, I've been in the
thank you for that, man. That's like where I come from, man,
like,
that's
I'm,
big. Like that's big.
Yeah,
I thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Oh,
for real.
No. Yo, I mean,
yeah, he don't just say that.
And,
no, I've never heard him say that.
Yeah, I don't think Shell's ever heard him say that. Anyways, yeah, man, I'm truly a fan of your sound, like, definitely, and I love your variety. And I agree with Shell's. I like that little bit too. You got it's a unique style, right? And it's just your flow is beautiful. I just think it's beautiful. So, man, thank you for that.
Yeah, I could see when you do that little one. I could see you on stage, like,
yeah,
stopping,
you
know, and, like,
I'm in my
leaning
bag.
Back, holding that. Yeah, I already know, like, you're going to be, yeah, that little thing. You do.
You
yeah,
know, when,
like,
when that come
that
out,
song,
yeah, I'm in my bag.
Yeah, you can always, you can tell he's smiling, too, when you do that, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
man,
just
I'm
listen to you on
like
the
motherfucker right now. She
know
I smell all day.
I know. I can tell you.
That's
you know, you can tell someone's voice when they're always smiling, right? And I was going to tell you that at the get-go of the show. I'm like, I can tell this boy's happy, boy.
Oh, yeah, man.
Right here, man.
I'm happy, man. I'm living life. I came a long way from BS, and now I'm flying right. I'm doing the things I wanted to do in life, man. So everything is cool, man.
Yeah, so you need in this world, man. Yeah, real talk.
Yeah, didn't your daughter just graduate?
Yes, sir. Both of
yeah,
congratulations
on that.
The youngest just graduated, yes. She's on her way to middle school.
Yeah.
But congratulations.
I know it's a little,
I think every graduation is
so, like, important in life. Like, I just get excited. I'm having a hard time getting my first son to be like, you stay in fucking school just because you think you're smarter than anybody else. You need to stay in fucking school and get that degree. He's only got one more year, and it worries me because he's so fucking smart, and I'm just like, ugh.
You know, when they that smart.
Disgusting. Yeah.
When they that smart, they be wanting to move fast.
I know.
They think they can skip everything because they know everything.
Right.
That's how my oldest
but
is.
You got it. But the thing is, you got to have the experience of everything, you know, because that's how these are things that, okay, so school is one thing everybody shares if they're lucky. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody shares that. This day and age, I can understand getting frustrated going to school because there's a lot of bullshit going on that doesn't need to go on in schools, you know. And that's what's discouraging some of these kids, to be honest with you. But you should go to school. You should learn things. And even if you already know it, if you're smarter than them, still be there for the experience of it, you know? Because there's a reason why everything's set up the way it is. And you can't get that experience back, you know?
There's only one time you can get it,
and that's it.
What I've noticed with this new generation, they want money, Shell.
I know.
They're focused on the fastest way to get rich.
Yep.
I've been noticing that.
I know.
Yep.
I've already got a thing. I've already got a whole thing drawn up for my son that he's had done for like a year. This idea that he's getting ready to go out and market. And we have the NDAs drawn up and, like, everything's ready to go. And he just turned 18, you know what I'm saying? But I want him to graduate school first. I'm like, dude, just get that first. You know what I'm
saying? He like,
Mom,
uh-uh.
Yeah, facts.
He like, Mom, let's go do this now.
Right. Right. It's the way it is. And
thank
it's just
that,
it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
But
nah,
anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
Missy's
yeah,
trying to chase that, trying to chase the goal.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me, though. I'm his mom. He sees me fucking doing everything. That's what he told me,
hell
too.
Yeah. you motivation.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool. That's kind of dope. You know what I'm saying? But I want to motivate his ass right through the 12th grade. All right. Anyway, back to the music. Back to the music. Speaking of the videos that you were in, you know, you said that, you know, you grew up with Kendrick and everything. So you were in the King Kunta video. And
oh,
you
yeah.
were in the, yeah. So go ahead and tell people in the Humble
I was
video.
I was in Humble. What's the other one? It's another
King
one.
Kunta.
I can't think of the name right now.
King Kunta?
And, King Kunta. So, yeah, I was like the star of that one. He kind of put me on that one. That kind of got me noticed a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
I
got to
go back and check these out now.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the front seat with him during the whole damn video. I was
sorry,
drunk as hell, man.
I was
on one, but he did that for me. Shout out to Kendrick, man. He showed the world, showed me to the world and shit. Then I'm on the cover of the To Pimp a Butterfly album, too.
Right.
And, in front of the White House, inside of inserts and all that. So, you know, he kind of gave me like a little
yeah.
jump. He kind of helped me out, you know, a little jump start right
yeah.
there. You know, the little things count.
And
so I appreciate that.
What a mind to be around, though. You know, they say you got to be around people that elevate your mind because you elevate each
mm-hmm.
other. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that would is I think he's one of the best lyricists and artists out there that just do. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying. I do. I like your music.
Yeah.
I like the way you do your shit. You know what I'm saying? There's certain
mm-hmm.
people, when I say I have a love for them, like they will always have a place in my heart. And not just them as a person, but it's cool to know somebody that's a person that is as dope as they are. And love their music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Shell, you've been having my back and rocking with me from day one, Shell. You helped me believe in myself too, shit. You remember it was a time when I wanted to quit.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do
well,
it no more.
Good thing you didn't, man. Good thing you didn't.
Man, thank you.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you, man.
Because you don't
yeah.
know, during that time when you called me for the tour, man, I was on my downfall with music, man. I was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. It ain't doing nothing, you know. But you brought me back out the water. I always wanted to tell you that.
Man,
you got
I
me back
appreciate
off
that.
You got
well,
me back
that was
off
a hell of a way to get out the water, baby.
Yeah.
I was
I'm like,
to get
yeah.
out the water.
I look
you know,
at it like
was...
the shell still out here pushing. I can't quit. The hell I look like. You feel me?
Hey,
shell, yeah. You feel me? That's motivation.
I think you inspired a lot of people, Shell. Honestly, you do it daily. Like, we all got love for you, man.
Man, I appreciate
and it's
that. Yeah.
You know,
Shell,
man, you know.
You know,
don't
I love
much
you, man.
This is a lot.
Yeah. You know, I love you. I love both you guys on here. I love Fuck It Up, too.
Yeah, man,
but
love
I love
you
people
too.
Genuinely,
you
know what I mean? Yeah. I try to love genuinely, you guys. And I think everybody
mm-hmm.
knows that, you know?
Yeah,
I might not
there's no fake
people. People. Yeah, I just it's genuine. But let's get off that shit because I want to get on some music shit. Y'all making it all sappy shit. I want to get all sappy.
Yes, it's a track, girl.
My bad, gangsta
yeah.
sales.
Yeah. So what song you want? Let's go with My Guys, Sugar. You want to tell us about that one?
My Guys, man. Oh, that's cool. That's a little track that I did I was out there in New York, and I did a track, and it was just like a little smooth, little melodic type of track, you know, just something I was in there doing. Just like a ode to the homies, to the streets, to the people that I, you know, that I, you know, that rock with me and that I rock with, you know. Just something a little simple. You know me, Shells. I go in there and just whatever on my mind, I put it down that night.
All right. Well, let's get it. It's a show that in my God.
Long live face do stuff. Long live the God. Gang in here. Gang in here. Keep that shit a buck, I don't play about it. If ain't about a buck, nothing to say about it. I'm a master with them peas, boy, I been about it. UPS with the pack, watch me rerun it. I'ma shoot the brick up, then rerun it. From a place where we barely speak college. In school don't teach us shit, we seeking street knowledge. We all hustle hard, we all street scholars. And it's time you can't rewind it. You ain't talking money, I ain't replying. My niggas pouring pints, puffin' 3-5. I'm from where they bust guns. No social media, we don't go live. Ran off on the plug, I don't know. This is all true, no lies. And I put that on my guy. He was straight grinding. You was water in the hood, man, we couldn't find you. I was really outside, frontline. Hand-to-hand sales doing crunch time. I was raised on the 8 with the tough guys. So stood tall through the rough times. I was never absent during wartime. Cause I got a check and I'm verified. Thugging on the net, but you terrified. I know killers that are certified. I move solo, too many suckers getting glorified. Oh, you know, do it like so.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I love about you? You know what I love about your tracks, bro? They're very complicated beats, and every bar there's a new sound. Like each song is a journey. I mean, you never know what you're gonna get. The beat switches up, you switch up. Like I just love your style.
And I swear, I'm glad you caught that, bro. Cause that's my thing. I try to make like every song different. Like I hate trying to when my songs sound the same. Like if I make an album, all 10 songs to be different. Like that's just me.
Yeah. Well, I'm 42, man. I've been listening since I was a kid to hip hop, and I always like tracks where I like artists who can do that, who can flip it up in the middle of the track or 3 or 4 times in a track. I mean, it keeps things exciting. You know what I mean? I love it.
Thank you, like man. Thank you. That's my
thing. Man, that's going to be in my head. Anyway, you just need to wind it again. You know, because who? Man, I already got it in my head.
I knew you was going to like that one. I said, Shell's going to like that one.
Yep. You were right. That's dope,
it's
man.
It's another
I love
one
the
I
way...
sent you to. I think you're going to love. It's one called Up Next over there. I think you're going to love that one.
Which one's it called?
I performed that for you. Yeah, I'll be trying to get on some of the soulful beats, too, because, you know, everybody doing the trap beats, and everybody's music is up-tempo. Everybody got a bop, boop, 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 boop. Everything is fast, so sometimes I try to break it down where you can really hear what I'm talking about, you know? Sometimes it ain't for the beat. It's for the people to hear the artist and what they're talking about, you know? So sometimes you got to change it up.
Yeah. Which one did you say the name of that one was?
It's one called Up Next. I think I said that one.
I got Use That, Let Me Talk, 48 Chill, My Guys, Think I'm Benzo. Maybe I missed one.
Hold on. I can give it to you. It don't take nothing. It
that's
ain't
right,
nothing to it. It ain't
that's
nothing
right.
to it but to do it.
Isn't technology
huh?
amazing? You know, never in a million years did I think when I went from my record player to my fucking Walkman, you know what I'm saying, to the fucking video recorder, you know, then we've got everything at home. You used to have to go to Old Mill to get your portrait taken, you know what I'm saying? Like, if anybody knows what I'm talking about, you old as fuck, too. So... Yeah.
Shit,
that was
crazy.
But it is crazy. We carry it all in our little freaking hands now.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I just sent it to you. Yeah, technology is crazy.
Because now I don't want to. I got to hear that one next now. Because now you got my mind wondering.
Oh, yeah, I
already
just sent it to you.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to get here. So, yeah, remember, I live in the country, man. I just stepped on a snake a minute ago. Y'all better be glad I was on mute.
Another one?
I fucking flipped
wow.
out. Man, sugar, I had
a
snake the other day. No, so listen, the other day, I was pressure washing my mom's house, right? I was outside pressure washing it, and I was, like, getting the fucking roof of the porch, right? Like, it's just a little porch over, it doesn't have, you know, walls or anything. It's just like a roof. Okay, and I was spraying it, and fucking next thing I know, I felt something hit my back, go down my shirt. It was a motherfucking snake. It went down my shirt. I screamed. I mean, everybody in the house ran out, except my mom.
Oh,
I don't know
no,
where she
hell,
was, but the boys
great.
Came out, like, the boys were fucking like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, that's
shit
was
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, someone used snakes, though.
I'm glad you didn't bite
me. I don't know what it is.
I don't like snakes, man. I don't like spiders. I don't like none of that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm with you on that.
Yeah, for sure.
I second
all right, back. So I'm loading this song up. It's called Up Next.
Uh-huh.
Or it's called yes. 2-2. Up next. Up next.
Yep.
All right. So guess what, guys? Up next, we have Up Next coming. I'll never get to say that again.
Probably not.
I'll never get to
Pop
say that again.
Deals.
I know, right? That was great. All right.
Yeah.
So it's loading up. It's going to take you 1 second. But, yeah. Man, I'm just I'm excited to hear it. Here it is. Let's get it. This is so good.
Yeah,
up next.
All right. All right.
I ain't spending in the minute, it's only right that I flex. BBS diamonds, blood walking on my chest. You see how I'm shining, you can tell I'm up next. I'm dripped down in Nike, dog, I know you see the sex. The respect and the power, so you know the money next.
Know the money next.
Got the respect and the power, so you know the money next.
Know the money
that
next.
Shit. Spent hard nights, with hard white plotting all night. Now we all right. And we alright, 48 till now, I on alright. This is what you call life, this is what you call life. Came a long way from the way I was living. Boss tight, gotta pay then I'm spinning. In this game we playing, gotta play to the finish. You gotta stand firm, stay out of your feelings. Big dog, I wouldn't change for a penny. Plus I'm solid to the core, my name hold weight in the city. Who gon' murder first, it's like a race in my city. Put a 100 on his head, youngest racing to hit him. Come from a place where niggas hate when you litty. In pressure bust pipes, I'ma make y'all feel me. They say I ain't nice with the mic, y'all silly. You ain't seen another nigga like me, really. And he don't do it like me either. So really out here with it, and I got myself a gun. I feel like Nasir, nigga. I'm a wild side demon, he ain't got fear in him. And I'm headed to the stop.
Oh, man.
And I'm headed to the stop. top, I ain't gon' stop here, nigga. And I'm about to take flight, I done got clear, nigga. And the price then went up, this is my year, nigga. Ain't spending in the minutes, only right that I flex. BBS diamonds, blood walking on my chest. See how I'm shining, you can tell I'm up next. I'm stripped down in Nike, dog, I know you see the sex. Respecting the power, so you know the money next. Know the money next. Respecting the power, so you know the money, know the money, know the money. Got the respect in the power, so you know the money, know the money, know the money.
Okay, first of all, I already know this song. I didn't know that's what it was called.
Yeah, I did that one on tour, I think.
Yeah, you did, and besides, it's already been on my playlist. Like, I call it Only
okay.
Right That I Flex, so that's what I call
it. Okay, my bad.
That's how I remember it, yeah. So, what'd you think, Maddie? Maddie, are you muted, man?
Oh, sorry. Man, I did the mute thing again. Anyways, I was talking, Jesus. Anyways, yeah, beautiful track. Honestly, just beautiful. And I love what you said about, first, now I got the power. What did you say?
Got the respect and the power, now the money's next.
Yeah, I like that because most people put money in the front, right? But I always said when I was a kid, no, you need, you need respect and power first, then the money comes.
Yeah, money don't fall in place.
Great song. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. The money gonna fall right in place, man.
I was just thinking, like, man, I feel bad because, see, you already know, first of all, if anybody knows me, it's no disrespect that I might not know the name of what your song is. It takes me a long time to remember your fucking name, number one. Number two, when I do, like, when I finally do, then I'm going to remember you. Like, everybody knows I call him by what I call him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't help it. It's just what I do. And it's no disrespect or anything. I've always called it Only Right That I Flex. That's what I've always called
it. Oh, no, it ain't no disrespect. Man, I'm not worried. I appreciate that.
Okay. No, I'm just putting it right now out there.
Oh,
I'm just not worried about you, so gutter. I ain't worried about you thinking any disrespect. You already know me, right? So what I'm saying is I don't want no hate mail from people because you don't understand the messages I get from some of the listeners sometimes.
I only remember songs by numbers. Remember that show? How long did it take us to find that track by Chaos? Yeah, I only remember, like, the order they're played or a number on the back of the CD. All my friends just make fun of me, man. I can tell them which CD it was. And which number, but I never, ever can remember the song name.
Hey, we might get
it
right. We might get it right. So, listen. Yeah. So, Shagata, you send me another song called...
Yeah, that's my...
Chumpet Club?
What? Yeah, Chumpet man, Club? That's something that me and my guys from Houston was working on. You feel me? It's very, very, very different. We kind of got like I think we kind of got like political on there. Something different for me. Very different.
All right. Oh my God, you just knocked me with the door. I'm on the fucking radio. You just like walked out the door. Did not even pay attention. I was behind you and knocked me with the fucking door. You're lucky I don't knock you out. Anyway. Hey, watch out. There's a snake out there I just stepped on. Don't go this way. Or probably that way now. I don't know where
watch
the fuck
the snake.
Now. Take your time.
Yeah, West Virginia
man.
Living,
tell you where it's at.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, sorry about that. He just, like, knocked me in the head with the fucking door. I'm like, I wasn't even there. He's on the phone with his girlfriend, not paying attention. He doesn't know too much what I'm doing. Okay. Anyway, life of a mom, guys. Life of a mom.
All right.
So so got a trumpet flow. Let's get it real quick.
Let's get it.
Take with Orlando Jones and Eddie Griffin.
Yep.
Which one, girl?
Yeah.
What
Orlando
movie?
Jones and Eddie V. Griffin. It's called Double Tick. You know when they get out there and they start, and that little mariachi starts and they start busting?
Yeah.
That's what that, okay, that whole beat, it took me there. I can't help it.
Yeah, yo, that beat, that was a grindy track, man. I loved it. And the content, the mix, crazy.
It started
and I
liked
how
it
kind of slowed down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally different.
But
it just switched up and like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, when I thought the song was ending, right? And then you got kind of got soft, and then man, it was like you were almost just talking, but it was perfect. Man. You should go out of your comfort zone more often if you think that's going out of your comfort zone, because that was a dope track.
Man, thank you, man. That's what we've been aiming for this year, man. Most of the stuff that's coming. I got a new album that I'm working on right now called 40 Summers. And we elevating it. We taking it there, man. We taking it there.
Yeah.
That's dope.
You got a new fan in me, man.
Man, appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. You for rocking with me, man.
Hey, man, anytime, my man.
Yeah, there's so many, I know a lot of people that I think should have had a lot more credit in the music industry than they have been given, but you are, in the top, seriously, top four.
You crazy, bro. You crazy. Like, your music's crazy.
He's in my top four out of the whole world. I didn't tell you what number he was. I was counting how many people I think are fucking misunderstood as artists, they aren't where they should be, and he's in the top four. That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, no,
I agree
with that statement.
Okay. I just want everybody to know that. I'm telling you how many artists that I would really think that I really, truly, because I don't understand this. I fuck with a lot of artists all over the world.
Yeah, you do.
And some, are mainstream, some are indie. And so that's the top four. I won't go to five because if you're not in, at least, I don't think five is a bad number for me. I was married 5 years twice. You know what I'm saying? So I was thinking how many numbers I want to go, and I don't ever say five. It either is 1 through 4 or 6 through 10, but never five.
Okay.
Anyway.
I didn't know that about you, man. I'm going to message you somehow. I'm going to message
never
you based
five,
on that.
Man.
I don't know how I'm going to do it. No, man. She's actually listened to you before, but this is my first time. So –
okay.
Like I said, my mind's blown. And Shell's know how it works. I'm really gonna check out your shit, man, for sure.
Oh yeah, man.
I got plenty of shit.
I'm on all platforms, bro. I got plenty of shit, man.
Yeah.
And then
I'm gonna send
a lot of
information
to Shell too.
Yeah, tell
us.
Tell
everybody information out there.
Huh?
Your information,
your social media,
media information, your website, whatever you want, your clothing line, all that.
Instagram, mainly I'll be on Instagram, at Long Live Benzo, all one word, LongLiveBenzo, Z-O.
Benzo.
I'm high, y'all. Work with me. You feel me?
I know you are, me
but,
too.
I'm high as a Betsy bird right now.
You're as high as that's enough to see.
Y'all got me feeling damn good. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
But you catch me on Instagram at Long Live Benzo, all one word. And then I'm on all music platforms, Showgutta. SHOW with the space GUDDA. Showgutta on all music platforms.
Yeah. Check them out. Show enough.
For sure.
Give me an ear, man.
Yeah. Subscribe. Hit the like button. That's what you always got to say.
Subscribe, hit the like button.
Yeah. Make sure to turn on your notifications if you want to know the shit's coming down. If you're a true fan, that's what you do.
Yeah, Shell's got me.
Yes. So, all right. Let's get to, let me see. I guess he has the other caller has called in. Not yet. Well, wait a minute. I don't know who that is. Maybe he has. Let's go ahead and listen to another song that you sent in, and then I'll text him, because there's a lot of callers, and I'm not going to take a guess at phone numbers, guys. If you want to talk, you can press 1. I'll take you in the green room, unless you're the artist, then I will go ahead and bring you on. But that's just how it rolls, so everybody knows. And if we get listening to music, you might not get on, just so everybody knows, too. Yeah, because I'm smoking weed, too, mm-hmm. and vibing. It's Wednesday, and we're going to get high today.
Yep.
That would be high today, Craig.
Yeah, facts. And vibe. It's my chill time. All right. So, let's see. Actually, before I play another Show Gladys song, we're going to do our Wednesday recap real quick, okay? We had on last week, we had on West Coast Stone and Cool Boy. What the hell just happened? That was crazy. Something just happened to my whole website thing. That was insane. I was in the studio, and then all of a sudden, like, it took me out. That's weird. Hold on. Are you all there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was insane what that did. It was, like, the whole thing. I swear, sometimes I think one of OG's rivals or Maddie's rivals is fucking with my shit, Show Gutter.
Yeah, I actually think so, too.
It's like my logs and shit, like the... I'll be logged on. Next thing you know, my whole board will go black, and I have to log off and like get through back on and everything. And I think that one of the crazy people that has fallen in love with either OG Matt Drama or Maddie M has is fucking with my shit.
I'm pretty sure it's me number one on that list, girl. Come on now.
Yeah, you never know, man. I don't put nothing past nobody after I know what happened with you, Maddie. What the fuck you mean?
Oh, no, I mean, I wouldn't put me in the same list as OG Mike Drama, dude. Sorry.
Well, no, I'm saying as crazy-ass women would come around.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're the two I fuck with on the radio show, right? We got Power Talk on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And then I got you with me, and you're on Thursdays, too. So, yeah. I think it's one of you all. It pretty much.
Well, like I said, man, I wouldn't put it past it. I wouldn't put it past these women, dude. Yeah,
all
straight
right.
up.
All right. Let's go to the crazy ass women, man. Leave the people alone, dude. They don't want to carry on. There's a million other people out there. You don't have to kill
no
them
doubt.
Or attempt to kill them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Carry on. All right. So we had West Coast Stone and Cool Boy, and I'm going to do West Coast Stone, Watch Me Do the Robot, because that has, you know, it's a West Coast Stone track, and Cool Boy was on it. And it actually went gold. I don't know if you know that, so mm-hmm. but his record went gold, I guess, this past month. West Coast Stone, he said that they're waiting on the plaque now.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's dope.
And
that's dope. Yeah, man, that's big.
Man, absolute, man. That's big.
Yeah, that is big, man. So we're gonna do the Wednesday rewind to West Coast Stone. Watch me do the robot with Cool Boy. It's a West Coast Stone beat, and Cool Boy's on the track. Let's get it.
Okay, guys, here we go. What we're about to do right now is a simple popping and locking routine. First, we're going to step. 1 and 2. Boom. So lock the arm. Lock, drop. Lock, drop. Lock, drop. All right? So let's take it from the top.
Pop my feet on the dance floor. I like the way you move. Pop my feet on the dance floor. I like the way you move.
Pop it from the front. From the back, tick, tick, tock, tock, tick, tick, tock, tock. Now watch me do the
it up. Pop walking on the floor.
With the clean white tee, I'm cool boy. Pop like I bang,
bang.
Pump it, drop, master hood, body, my gang, I vibrate.
Why?
With my chucks untied, low, low, tidy. Morning McFly, another dude, why did he? With the talk bar, false, more bounce to the out. So rough, so tough, that bad. Give me five when I backslide.
Come on,
give me five when I backslide.
Come on,
give me five when I backslide. West Coast Stone got us locking on this track ride. Authentic to grit it, for those who can't get with it, I'm in it to win it. King cut to the ground, boom, box on the shoulder, afro with the black fist pick in it. Pop, 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 pop.
Trying to run it, but then you're pressing your luck against me. The maniac, the lover, killer, new tag, the rapping. If you fuck on me, boy, your ass will collapse. Now as I attack with the gat in my hand, the suckers try to walk up, but they don't understand, my man. I come to clear the track, so when I flip you, I'll back off. Because if you don't, you get bombed on by me. Well, the man who's just selling goodness. And when I disappear, it's like hocus pocus. Focus on this vocal rap style. And when I'm done with this shit, I'll be on top of the pile. So don't rehearse the coast, cause if you do it with bumps, if you keep on stepping, you're leaving a hurt. Now I'm back to burn. So that's your lesson we learned. Cause when I pop lock in, yo, I'm not concerned. Cause I'ma pop up a lock again.
Pop locking since do why did he? Watch me get busy. Who is he? Marty McFly, the brain crusher. Dancing on the stage like Usher.
What?
I throw them doves in the sky if they feel what I'm speaking.
What?
It ain't special ed and I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. It's a hood body puppet. West Coast pop, numero uno. Right, L.A. locked in the poppers, they got juice. Giving my respect to my man, Big Deuce. John from Compton taught me how to win. Made me weak at the knee, bumpers after
come
play.
Yo.
Tut, glide, front to back. Slapping in this West Coast stone ass track. Tut, glide, front to back. Slapping in this West Coast stone ass track.
That was West Coast Stone with Cool Boy, Marty McFly. I think, I forget the other one's names. I'm sorry, guys, but yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations to those boys. Yeah, man, can you imagine? Like, that's 500,000 people bumping to that track worldwide. So congratulations to West Coast Stone and Schoolboy, man. Oh, Cool Boy, excuse me.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to the big homie Cool Boy and everybody on the track, man. Y'all did y'all thing, man.
Yeah.
Y'all thing,
mm-hmm.
Man. Y'all keep on grinding.
That. When I was with you all, go on my Instagram. If you scroll down, like, you'll see all types of shit on my Instagram from all the shit I've done over the years. You know what I mean? Like, I've been around some pretty amazing people. But if you go down through it, Cool Boy, he was sitting there playing pool, and he was like, you wanna hear one of my raps? So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna record it. He said, all right, record it. And he started doing a rap, and it's pretty dope because he did a little weed rap for me. He doesn't even smoke, but yeah, that shit was dope. So I thought that was cool. Because, you know, I love my weed, as everybody knows. I'm not going to go into a whole spill because Maddie will be texting me like, Shelly, shut the fuck up about weed and move on. So
no,
I won't.
Not always, just when you're super high, man. Anyways, go ahead. Smoke your little cute brains out, girl.
Yeah. So listen, we've got some callers that want to come on. Let's see here. Let's bring on Pastor John real quick. Pastor John, are you on there?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Shouts out to OG Mac Drama and the whole Brick Squad family. I'm happy to be on with y'all tonight. My man Ronnie Jones online too, so let him in. Thank you, Queen.
How you doing, man?
Hey, what's good, bro? Come on, man. I love that pop block and drag. It's my third time hearing it, and that's it. It's a hit. That's
yeah. Well, we're gold, and I want to give our props to Cool Boy, man. Cool Boy is a good dude, man. For real, for real. You know.
Yeah, real good dude.
Amen.
Yeah, he really is, and so I give him mad props. He went gold with that, with West Coast Stone, you know, and Marty McFly was on there. And there was other people on there, and I can't really think of their, I think it was Tidy or something. I can't remember right now, guys, because I'm high. I'm going to be honest with you. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Keep
so,
it real.
This is, for a fact, so this is Sideways with Sheldon and Maddie M, and we get high on Wednesday. And fuck it up. He gets high after he does the fucked up. And we chill, and we vibe, and we listen to music. That's what we do.
That sounds like fun. I'm in the right place.
Yeah. That's right, that's right. So I'm going to put you back in the listener for just a second, and then
yeah.
I'll be back on here in a few. We're going to play a song
yes,
with So Gutta real quick, and I'm going to ask you a few questions. So Gutta, so who is your biggest inspiration in music? Like, if you, as a, some of the artists, you know, you say you grew up in Compton, so you grew up around a lot of talent all over the place,
yeah,
period, in California, period. You know?
Yeah, but you want what's crazy, all my like, the people who really inspired me, they weren't from California. Because I always, like I said from the start, I never wanted to sound like where I come from exactly, you know? I wanted to be, like,
right.
Have that mixed in. I always wanted to be like a gumbo pot. I wanted to have a little bit of everything. So, like I said,
yeah.
It was the brat first, you know, because I just fell in love with how she flipped and twisted in her lyricism. But then I fell in love with the Hot Boys, you know, Juvenile, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the Southern type Midwest flow mixed in with like the Cali flow, you know? So that's kind of like where I came up with mine. So my inspiration was really like the South, the Southern movement and the Brat.
Right. I know you said the Brat. I'm just saying, who else, like, would you, you know, because As an artist, you listen
Let me
to
see.
A lot.
Oh, I
like
Snoop
see,
Dogg,
I take it back
Snoop
to
Dogg,
like the '50s.
Snoop Dogg,
you know.
Snoop Dogg played a big part on me. I like the Snoop Dogg a lot. I like how Ice Cube used to flip it in his lyrics. You know, I can go back.
Yeah.
I like it. I like Kool Moe Dee. I just like how he was so aggressive and attacked you straight, gave it straight to you. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I go back. I like the Eric B and Rakim because my big cousin, he was like heavy on him, so he kind of like drilled him in my head. And, you know, Rakim was just cold, too, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. I got a lot of them. And then, you know, Kendrick, I love how Kendrick flipped his shit, you know. It's just a lot.
Happening.
You know, you
yeah, but
of,
I mean, like.
You take a piece of everybody.
Right. And we're, and, you know, from the people I've talked to that are from Compton, I'm not from Compton, obviously. Y'all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that, I know a lot of people from that area. And everybody that I
mm-hmm.
spoke with there, they would say that they would go around, you know, to different houses and stuff. Because when you're doing what you do or hanging out or whatever, you sit there and you would sit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there was talent, like, so much talent in that
oh, yeah.
one little area.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
mm-hmm.
it's so many artists. Like, most of the people in the city, like, the sound that everybody really started, you know, trying to do was the DJ Quick sound. Because you can't say Compton and forget about him. You know what I mean? It's like DJ Quick was like, and DJ Quick was putting it out, putting on for us, you know, early in the game. So, mm-hmm. you know, so, and I'm kind of like right under that bracket when he was doing his thing. So it's big shout out to DJ Quick. He had a big influence on everything in the city. You know what I mean? Everything, like, so, you know, then you got guys like, you know, Eazy-E, he did gangster swag, you feel me, and Captain. So, you know, you gotta shout out the greats. Of course, we're going to have the greats into us, you know, but you kind of don't want to start your career off trying to sound like them is what I was trying to do, where I was going with me.
Exactly.
That was my whole thing.
Right.
I love them. I love what they do, but I never wanted to copy their sound or try to mimic what they're doing, you know. I just wanted to get my story and my way and how I get it, you know.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And you've done that, though, but that's one thing, like, I think about this when I listen to people, I think about, like, if people were battling, you know what I mean? Like, in a true, with people that I consider, like, dope artists that are really underrated, and that's a lot of motherfuckers, you know what I mean? And if they were battling, like, what would make them stand out? That's what I think about any artist, though. If you're, what's going to make you stand out, right? What's going to make you unique? Because there's a whole lot of talent in this world. Is this a big fucking world?
Me, I feel like what makes me stand out and what makes me unique is that within one verse or within, you know, I can switch it up 3 to 4 different styles. Most people can't do that, you know. I can do
real talk.
Fast, slow. I can drop it like how the young boys are doing it now. You know, I'm very versatile. So I feel like that's where I stand out at. And I can get on any subject with you, you know. So it's like no limit with me. So I feel like that's where I stand out. I feel like that's where I stand out. Like, you can put on anything and I can give you a go. That's just how I feel and how confident I am within myself.
And that's a beautiful way to look at the world, man.
Once you put yourself in a box, people are going to be like, oh, he only can do gangster rap. Oh, he only can do this. Oh, he only can do that. So I never limit myself. You know, I feature with whoever, from country music to rock and roll, bro. I don't care. I'm going to try it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's a part of you. That's why. Because it's a part of you. Music's a part of you. So I got to. It's a part of who you are. It's a part of your soul, man. And I love that. Because.
I just get a joy out of doing this. Like, when I'm doing music, I'm in another place. It just take me to another river. Like, I'm feel like I'm actually being heard. And, like, you know, when you, like Manny said earlier, when you got people that actually listen to you, like he said, 500,000 people tapped in to Cool Boy Joint. Shout out again to Cool Boy and the God. You know, that motivates you, you know, that makes you want to do something, you know. So, like, I got people that actually be looking for my music and shit. That shit is like, you know, that means something to me. So I be wanting to get a fan something that they can, you know, adapt with and be, you know, cool with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to play another song of yours. Do we do all of them? Because if we did, I'm going to, let's see.
Huh?
Did you send me, did we do Used to That? We did that one, didn't we?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm.
I think I've done them all, haven't I?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, listen, it's okay, because I'm going to play Let Me Talk anyway, because we have a whole lot of people that have called in now, and I want them, I don't know if they were listening before, I'm going to let everybody listen to Show Gather. I want them to hear my favorite song. Well, I don't know, because I'm going to tell you that one, I don't know which one it was called, because I think of it differently, but you know the one I said, oh, I love that song, the one you knew I was going to like?
Only Right?
Yeah.
The one
she calls is something different.
Yeah, Only Right, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
What's the name of that one?
It's called Up Next.
Only Right.
Up Next,
the one you call Only Right.
Yeah, that one's it. Yeah. up next. So that's going, just so you know, that's going on my playlist. The others, there's, you know, there's one that I fell in love with that he did years ago that, you know, things happen, people move on. So there was, and then I started listening to different ones again, and then I was hooked to Let Me Talk, and now up next, I won't forget it. And now, because that's up next, that's how I'll remember that one. Yeah. So I'm going to play those two songs again because I want everybody to really hear them. And it's So Gotta Let Me Talk, and then Up Next. So let's play some music for a second, and then we'll bring the callers back on, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Let's get it. Go smoke let's your blunt, get. Drink your drink, do what you do, everybody. You got a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to So Gotta Let Me Talk, and Up
yes.
Next. Let's get it.
Cause I'm drunk off the acca on the streets, ready to act a dog.
Yeah,
they ain't shit, no lame shit.
None at all.
That boy pussy, don't blame
they,
me.
They ain't in here, look.
Couple dollars, what I get him hit for?
Hey.
My life like a dice game, just tell me what they hit for. I'm from the jungle, four tough, yeah, I'm built strong.
Hey.
Energizer show, yeah, I'm still going.
I'm still
in a line of fire, if I pull it, baby, I will blow it.
Bang.
Niggas do real things at real moments. Look, y'all pines, I'm a king, boy, I've been chosen.
Hey.
Play your part, fuck around or get knocked over. Good nigga, cold heart, I really lost souls. Cause I was balling with players that really crossed over. Ask them what it's going for, yeah, that's a fool.
I
can get it lower, bro, I've been grinding for a few summers. I can make a somersault. Last summer I fucked 100 off. Yeah, I'm at the plug, but Gunna not running off. Send him 100 shots now, looking like Lil Dog. So Gunna, one, you don't wanna run across. I be drunk off the alcohol in the streets ready to act a dog. He ain't really about that life, he's just acting ball.
Pussy ass straight.
He ain't really about that life, he's just acting ball.
Big 40 on me, make the earth shake. Fish shaking like a dog, make the earth quake. Told her do it for a nigga in my birthday. You pussy niggas shouldn't be trapping in the first place. I be going dumb, Bobby Boucher, nigga. Falling on you niggas like it's 2K, nigga. Diamonds get to jumping like it's 2K, nigga. Blowing those out the zip costs a few K, nigga.
Bought a pound in the flight and got up out of here. Why? Cause I am broke, it's my only fear. I'ma get rich right now or do a lot of years. Hit this backwoods, sit back, think about all my peers. I'm doing good right now, I'm holding back these tears. On my squad, I'm the last man here. Got some in the plot, others rotting on the tear. Took a foul with this rap shit to get us out of here. This is kinda blurry, now it's clear. Since I bossed up, my people see me and they tear. I be feeling like the man when I walk around here. Couple bands in my pocket, 7 grams in the air. Might say fuck you, so good I don't care. I be taking 48 till foes in the air. I be taking 48 till foes in the air.
Big 40 on me, make the earth shake. Fish shaking like a dog, make the earth quake. Told her do it for a nigga in my birthday. You put these niggas shouldn't be trapping in the first place. I be going dumb, Bobby Boucher, nigga. Falling on you niggas like it's 2K, nigga. Diamonds get to jumping like it's 2K, nigga. Blowing those out the zip costs a few K, nigga.
Hold the fuck on. Hey, bro, I'm home again. This nigga with the teeth, man. Mr. 48 Chill, you know the deal. Charlie, what up? My shooter, nigga. True, I see you, my rooster. Hey, stay date. I say gang in here.
All right,
gang
guys,
shit, no lame shit. Gang in here. It's so good of the bandit, nigga. Coast to coast, I bomb shit, nigga.
I'm not used to this version.
DJ Tom, what up, nigga?
I love it.
Say gang in here. Fuck a nigga mean. Fuck a nigga talking about, nigga.
Now I'm talking about,
shit.
I say young man.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking
about.
All
right, guys. We're going to do So Gotta up next. Stay tuned on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. Let's get it, then we'll bring you back on and some callers. Light them blunts. Last year in Hills Up Coast.
I ain't stunning in the minute, it's only right that I flex. BBS diamonds, blood walking on my chest. You see how I'm shining, you can tell I'm up next. I'm dripped down in Nike, dog, I know you see the text. The respect and the power, so you know the money next.
The money next.
Got the respect and the power, so you know the money next.
The money next.
Ain't shit. Spent hard nights, with hard white, plotting all night. Now we all right. Can we all right? 48 till now.
I own all right. This is what you call life. This is what you call life. Came a long way from the way I was living. Boss tight, gotta pay then I'm spinning. In this game we playing, gotta play to the finish. You gotta stand firm, stay out of your feelings. Big dog, I wouldn't change for a penny. Plus I'm solid to the core, my name hold weight in the city. Who gon' murder first, it's like a race in my city. Put a 100 on his head, young is racing to hit him. Come from a place where niggas hate when you litty. In pressure bust pipes, I'ma make y'all feel me. They say I ain't nice with the mic, y'all silly. You ain't seen another nigga like me really. And he don't do it like me either. So really out here with it, and I got myself a gun. I feel like Nasir, nigga. I'm a wild side demon, he ain't got fear in him. And I'm headed to the stop.
Oh, man.
And I'm headed to the top, I ain't gon' stop here, nigga. And I'm about to take flight, I done got clear, nigga. And the price then went up, this is my year, nigga. I ain't spending in the minutes, only right that I flex. DBS diamonds, blood walking on my chest. See how I'm shining, you can tell I'm up next. I'm stripped down in Nike, dog, I know you see the sex. Respecting the power, so you know the money next.
Know the money next.
Got the respect in the power, so you know the money next.
Know the money next.
Got the respect in the power, so you know the money next.
Know the money next.
All right, man. Yeah, only right that I flex. Right. That's up next, yeah. Version shows only right that I flex. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So
yes, indeed.
Let's bring on some callers, man. I was so excited, y'all. So I went in during the little music play, put some pizza on, you know what I mean? I found some pizzas and juice in my fridge, and I'm like, then I found some mandarin oranges, and I'm high as hell, and I was so excited. Well, anyway, let's bring on Pastor John again. See what he thought about.
What's up,
Pastor John?
I'm feeling good today. I'm enjoying the show.
Good deal. What did you think
good
of Soul
Better? Oh, it was a real nice track. It had a good feel to it. People need to get it, download it, and get it popping. You feel me?
Man, appreciate you, fam. Appreciate that, man.
Amen.
Yeah.
The game is cold.
While you're on, man, we'll bring on Ronnie. Your man, Ronnie.
Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
Hey.
Are you there, Ronnie?
Yeah, I'm here.
What up,
how's everybody doing?
No, we
what's
good.
Happening? How you doing?
It's all good. All good. My
breaks.
All right, all right.
Appreciate
shouts
it.
Out to Pastor Don, the 300, and thank you all for having me this evening and putting me on the phone with some of the greats. My name is Ronnie Jones.
Hey, no,
I go by a stage name of Betrayed Innocence. My bio is simple. I do music and I love it. You know, I do production, and I've worked with the youths in my neighborhood as well. And, again, if you ever want to check me out, I'm on Spotify, Betrayed Innocence, the product. But the thing is, man, I'm just sitting back and I'm listening, man. I'm absorbing. I'm going to be a sponge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing to hear you, man. You got some hot. You bringing that heat. You've been doing it for years.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You know, maybe someday in the future I'll work my way up to you. We'd be able to do some projects together and make something happen.
Man, I'm very open to that, bro. We can work on that after this, bro. I'm very open, man.
Yes, sir. So,
yeah.
I wanted to ask y'all. Go ahead.
I know, I was saying, like I said earlier, bro, I don't turn down no features from nowhere, bro. We can do it all. That's all I was saying.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
It sounds like he ready to work. That's what I heard.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on now. Play like that.
Let's get
always
it.
Always ready to work.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, man. I tell you, we appreciate you guys calling in. I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm going to put you back in the list unless you all got anything else to say. I think our other guest is here, too. I'm going to bring him on. We're going to play some more music. I can't even talk, man. So, man, yeah, we're going to play more music. But so I'm going to put you all back on the list. Do you have anything you want to shout out or say before we put you back in the into listening? You guys want to say anything before you go?
Oh, yeah. No, man. For all features, man, anybody want a feature, bro, you can send it in. Biz for Show Gutter, B-I-Z, number 4, S-H-O-W-G-U-D-D-A, @gmail.com, man. And we can work it on out, man. I'm open. I don't turn down nothing. If I can do it, we can do it. If I can't, I'll let you know. Straight up.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, there you go.
All right, Pastor Don. Ronnie, thanks. I'm going to put you back into listening. We appreciate you listening
thanks,
to our show. Yeah.
No doubt.
All right. So our other ghost, good Lord. Smoke another one, Shell, right before you go on air. Right? Yeah.
All right. I'm about to go run into criminal.
Yeah?
Yeah, he out here.
Joe Criminal, I said hi, man. Criminal, man. That's how I met Show Gutter, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, he out here. He invited me out to the bar and shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that means you're going to have a good night, man.
Yeah, we probably end up in the studio, so you probably have a new track tonight.
So what you do is you come back on as a premiere.
Yeah, we love premieres, man.
Most likely we'll have a new track. You know how we work.
Yeah, that'll be dope. Criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Criminal and I go back years now, too. It's crazy how fast time flies, isn't it?
Yeah. It seems like it. It's like so long ago, it seemed like it was yesterday.
Right? Crazy.
You know, we came a long way, Sarah.
I know. Hell, yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you something, Sogata. I think that, honestly, like, you know, I can do just about everything in the fucking music industry, right? But because I had to learn how to do it. But, like, I'm putting down a new track, believe it or not. I just got a beat from Prophet 1017 from Brick Squad. It's called Chaos in My Mind because I've lost homie after homie after homie, you know what I'm saying? And I've had personal shit go on that's been one fucking hurdle after another, you know what I mean? Like, but I keep going. And sometimes it was to the point where, like, I had too much in my fucking mind. So I was like, the only thing I know to do is go to a fucking studio and put something down.
Yeah,
get that shit off.
Yeah, I got a beat from Prophet 1017, the producer for Brick Squad. I can't even talk. And, I've already did it, and I'm getting ready to. I did it once. I'm getting ready to redo it again. It was actually getting mastered, but my daughter's boyfriend, we were just sitting there talking one night, and I'm gonna tell you guys, I was really didn't think I was gonna like the dude because it's a whole nother situation. But the way everything went to where they got together, I was kind of iffy about him. You know what I mean? But he's okay. He's a cool dude, and we were sitting out here talking, and. He was like, yeah, I do music, and was telling me the piano and guitar. And he said, I've done a song before. I just did it for me. And he let me listen to it. Well, he sounds like a little bit like G-Eazy, you know what I mean? But has his own sound at the same time.
Okay.
And I was like, man, I want you on my track. Seriously. He's not known. In fact, I even had him get his BMI that night. So, yeah. You know
how
I roll. Yeah. So it's going to be kind of dope to get somebody new you know, that's not even been in the industry, been corrupted by anybody, even in anything.
Right.
I'm just, you know, nobody knows who he is, but I know how much he's going to bring to this track. You know what I mean?
Mm. All right.
I call it a storytelling voice for music. That's when somebody has a voice. Like you have a unique storytelling voice, Shogata.
Yeah, real talk.
You know?
Mm-hmm. That's what everybody be telling me. So I be trying to give it to them like that, like some Slick Rick type shit.
Yeah.
Well, you did. Fact.
Man, I just fucking love you. You know I love Criminal. I love you guys, man, for life. I love the fact that you music,
yeah.
and you bring it from your soul. I love that, man.
Oh yeah,
don't ever change.
Soul, man.
Yeah, don't it? Well, you know, music stands for music. The acronym for music is Man Understanding Soul Inspired Communication. I know I've told you that before, but
yes.
That's what music is. It's your soul communicating with somebody, and I love that. That's why you can do those songs that change up, because you are telling a story. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You've got the people's attention, they're listening to you, and you can change it,
right,
and they're still going to listen to you.
I got a lot of storytelling, so.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's, I'll be going through a lot of shit. So I'll be trying to, you know, and I've lived through a lot of stuff. So I'll be trying to just put it out there.
Yeah, keep it coming, man. Keep it coming, please. Because, like I said, man, you got a fan of me tonight, man. No doubt.
I'm trying to send us. I think it's if it went through, Shell.
So, Gutter, we need to do a song.
You just took my words out. It ain't nothing to me, man. Send me the beat, man. I have it right back at you.
Bet. I'll send you a beat that I haven't wrote to yet, that I own all the rights to for everything. It's another 1017 beat. Yeah, I was getting ready to work on it. Heck yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Y'all heard it here first. Wait till you hear it now.
Yeah, we're going to. It's locked in. It's locked and loaded. That's easy money.
We're
going to
set their minds up. Yeah. Anyway.
These concepts together, man, and brainstorm, man. It don't take much.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
I want you to, we only got a few more minutes left in the show. I want you to stick around. I'm going to play a song from Cobra Immortal. He's called in, so I'm going to bring him on. And I want you to tell us what you think about his music. He's a newer artist compared to you, you know what I mean? Maybe you can give him a little.
Yeah. Oh, no,
so,
I'm not.
Actually, I don't know how long he's been doing the music. I just ran across him, and I listened to it, and I was hooked to the song. That I was like, I can tell he's trying to tell me something. You know what I mean? So let's listen to him, see what you think. This is called Suck Him On, then we'll bring him on. Everybody mute up. Don't forget to unmute, though. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's get it.
Uh-huh.
rappers all in the game.
Not
a rapper, be fucking so lame. The niggas that killed Tupac.
Are you muted, man?
I was on mute. No, I'm fucking with you, bro.
Yo, it happens at least three or four times.
I'm trying to tell everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking. You told me. I'm just talking, trying to tell him, shout your mama shit. Yeah,
yeah,
man,
so
we can.
What do you think about it?
Oh no, I fuck with him. I fuck with his flow and shit. I like how he was attacking that beat and shit, and then the beat. I like the beat too. I like his beat selection, man. We could definitely work, bro. Keep that shit going.
Yeah, let me bring him on. I'm gonna bring him on. This
is
Cobra Immortal. What's up, Cobra? C.I.
Yo, it's your boy C.I. Yay! Boo! Thank you for having me. Appreciate
you coming on.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
This is Maddie M. and. He's my co-host, and then Shogata is the other artist on here. He's from Compton.
What's up with you, bro? I'm fucking with your shit, man. I'm fucking with you, bro. I was rocking with it.
Hey, that's what's up. I appreciate it, homie. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah, man. I was just telling Shell shit, man. We can definitely, if you up to it, we can definitely collab on some shit because I like what I'm hearing.
Most doubt. No doubt. We can definitely do it, bro.
Hell yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'm gonna let you tell a little bit about yourself, C.I., that, you know, I knew Shogata when I heard him, I was like, he's got something he's trying to say. I kind of felt like people need to hear him. You know what I'm saying, Maddie?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying when you listen to him? Yeah. So, C.I., I'm gonna let you tell let you tell everybody about yourself real quick.
All right, yeah, it's your boy, C.I. Yay! I've been in the music industry for over 22 years. I'm 30 miles south of St. Louis from a town called Crystal City. I was signed to a record label in California back in 2014. I was under contract with them, management deal with Absent Dream for 1 year. Then after that, I came back to Missouri and, you know, started releasing my own music under my umbrella, Mo Ill Records, Glasstown Music Group, D-Verse Productions. And but prior to that, you know, I was doing music ever since I was 5 years old. I was in plays. I sang in the choir. I was an all-state choir member. I played in the band. I was in the marching band. I won trophies and medals for music. And, you know, right now I've released, I don't know, I have a huge body of work right now. My latest EP that I released just this week, Bad Boy, it's got 6 tracks on it. And I'm released the album or the EP on the USB flash drives. So I know that, you know, like the CDs and, you know, and all that is pretty much obsolete. Not to say that you still can't use them when you do your shows and stuff, but I feel like going with the USB drives, the quality is way better. Plus, I feel like people, they spend more time in their car or at home, you know, more than anything, so they can just plug it up to their car or their laptop or their computer and just do it like that. So I'm just trying to be more innovative and more creative on what I do.
That's smart, man. I like that.
Yeah, that's very smart, man.
Yes, sir.
I say you musically inclined for real, bro. I like that. He said, I've been doing it since I was 5. You've been in there.
Yeah, man, you know, it's the one thing about it, man, is like when I got into doing music, you know, I've started out in 1999 and I was hosting, I was kind of like the MC, you know, there was a local group from my neighborhood that that was doing, you know, shows. So they would ask me to, you know, to host their events to be the MCs. And, you know, so when I started doing that, I was thinking to myself, like, man, I know I can do the same thing. And I got with a buddy of mine at the time, and I was like, you know, hey, man, there's something that I wanted to do. I just didn't really know what it was. And then we went and bought all this, you know, studio equipment. Back then, we were making songs off the Sony music generator, the Sony PlayStation music generator. We was making songs from that. And we didn't have, where I lived at, we didn't have the professional recording studios or anything like that. So I feel like, you know, even though I kind of been around for a while, I still feel like I'm new to the world. Like, you know, I got a body of work. My music's been played in Russia, China, North Korea, Africa, Jamaica, Mexico, Canada, you know, New Zealand, you know, so I've been, Cobra Mortal's been around the world, you know, pretty much managing my own affairs, you know, writing and producing my own songs. So I feel like that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, is doing music.
Shit, you're doing the right thing.
Yes, sir.
You're doing the right thing, bro. Shit.
Yes, sir.
So let's play another one of your songs, and we'll come back. Make sure that, make sure when we play a song, you mute up, and then you unmute.
And make sure
that's the big key. Everybody. I tell everybody that,
that's
and everybody laughs at me, but they always end up doing it.
Guilty.
Yeah. So just unmute. Anyway. Yeah. So let's get this. And we got a couple more tracks on Shogata as well. We're playing. Now, we are an overtime guest, so, like, if you go off of the air, if you hang up by accident, I cannot bring you back on. So just remember that. All right?
Yes,
here we go. Let's get it. This is Cobra Immortal, Bad Boy. And we'll let him tell us about it when we get back. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it for you, looking stupid. You're dealing with the fluid. Bro, it's for the music. Ayy, I'm a bad boy. Ayy, I'm a bad boy. Yeah, I'm gonna do it for you, looking stupid. You're dealing with the fluid. Bro, it's for the music. Ayy, I'm a bad boy. Ayy, I'm a bad boy. You talk about never eat with steaks, homie, that's all you. Hot metal go through your body, leave holes like bullet food. Keep talking slick, you're gonna meet your maker, meet your doom. Let's stop all that tongue wagging, brother, get right to it. Ayy, chopper, chopper, pistol popper, shoot up your house. Hold you up for ransom and I'll take your spouse. I'm a bad boy doing bad boy shit. Get you
crew grills like New York strip. Infrared beam, red dot on your head. Call me the Wonder Man when I touch this bread. I'm a bad boy till the day I die. I'm like a G5, nigga, I'm so fly. Boom! Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Boy, you looking stupid, you filled it with the fluid. Bro, it's for the music. Ayy, I'm a bad boy. Ayy, I'm a bad boy. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Boy, you looking stupid, you filled it with the fluid. Bro, it's for the music. Ayy, I'm a bad boy. Ayy, I'm a bad boy. Nigga, I shine like gold. Use a hoe. I'm smoking on Star Wars, nigga, like I'm Solo. Smoke a blunt, turn it up. If you don't give a fuck, pass my bucks. I'm an all-star, like my name is Chuck. You don't wanna see me release the demons, but shot the demons, leaving dead bleeding. Teardrops on your face don't make you a killer. Disappear without a trace, and I hang with gorillas. Niggas claim you the best, you the great of all time. You entitled to your pig, nigga, I got mine. I hate to disappoint you, homie, see no grade in you. Pussy ass nigga, what you wanna do? Boom! Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Boy, you looking stupid, you filled it with the fluid. Bro, it's for the music. Ayy, I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad boy. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Boy, you looking stupid, you filled up with the fluid. Bro, it's for the music. Ayy, I'm a bad boy. Ayy, I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, I didn't know where that track was gonna go, but man, I like the verses were cool. Actually, this is a unique song, man. For real.
Yo, man, I appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I didn't know where it was gonna go, but yeah, it was neat, man.
Yeah, the track, that track right there. When I heard it when I listened to it before, but it was kind of took me all over the place and it had me feeling like,
yeah.
I don't know, I got with it, but it took me a minute to get with it. Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah. So that was CI. I freaking unlocked, I locked my phone again. Bad boy. Yeah. So, yeah, who is some of your inspirations?
Some of my inspirations, you know, when I go back in time, you know, I grew up, the late 70s, you know, throughout the 80s, you know, I remember watching Yo MTV Raps and I would see LL Cool J, Fat Boys, Run DMC, Beastie Boys, you know, Slick Rick, you know. And then I would watch, you know, Yo MTV Raps, Friday Night Videos with Michael Jackson, Prince, Whitney Houston, Madonna.
And then
in the 90s, gangster rap, when that came out, you know, of course, Tupac, N.W.A., Spice One, MC8, Snoop, you know, E-40, you know, the list goes on and on. So coming up in the Midwest, we were exposed to everything. And then before I was an artist, I was a fan of the music first. And I feel like, you know, being original, like the song Bad Boy, you know, when I first did that, that's actually the lead track or the title track of the project that I just released, the 6-song EP on the US B drives. And when I got that track, it came from a producer from over in, I think he was in either Saudi Arabia or one of those Middle Eastern countries. So we chopped it up and he sent it to me. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of producers from overseas, you know, and stuff. But I feel like just being original and being authentic, you know, and it's kind of like I put it out there, you know, if people like it, they do. If they don't, I still keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've been, you know, I not to toot my own horn, but, you know, the shows that I've done in Las Vegas, L.A., Florida, New York, Connecticut,
you know, Cobra Mortal has never been booed off of a stage. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not to say that I never had threats on my life, because I've had, you know, I've had many death threats on my life, you know, just because I was just, I don't know if people fear that I'm some kind of a threat or whatever the case may be, but, you know, not to say that I never had any diss records aimed at me or whatever, but, you know, it's all for a reason and for a purpose, and I feel like, you know, this is, God has made me into being an artist. You know, sometimes you got to discover and find yourself or who you are. So I feel like that's what I did. I want to be music, and, you know, I love music. You know, I've been a part of it for so many years. So it's like, you know, I just, you know, continue to keep doing it.
Amen. No doubt. And I like what you said about, you know, I mean, you're never going to please everybody, right? So, yeah, some people are going to like it. But, I mean, I just heard two songs of yours, and it's the first two songs I've heard from you. And, yo, I can tell that you have quite a style, first of all, and it's quite a varying style. You know what I mean? So I want you to keep doing that. I want your tracks to be like, because it seems like you can do a lot of, and like I said, there's only two tracks with her, but it seems like you could do a lot of stuff, man. So, yeah, just keep doing it, dude. And fuck the hate, man. If there are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you know, like, I've learned as an artist, you know, like, you know, I listen to other genres of music as well, like, you know, whether it's classical music or opera or country or rock and roll. I know it's like, you know, when I say music, I want to do it all, man. You know, not just rap, not just hip-hop, not just pop, but I just want to do music. Like I'm open to do and try new things, you know what I'm saying? And then I look at the longevity of the other artists or the bands, like whether it's Kiss or Motley Crue or Led Zeppelin or, you know, Willie Nelson or any of the other artists that or bands that I grew up, you know, watching. I learned a lot from the greats and the ones who came before me, and then I take their principles and I apply it to what I got going on too. So I always want to learn from the greats and just to try and experiment on doing new things.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, yo, is that show done in phone, man? I can barely hear shit. Yo,
hello?
Is that good? Yo. Yeah, no, there's just, I think it's Shogun's, it's his phone. Yeah, anyways, we good now?
Don't hang up, because you can't come back. Yeah.
So, well, I like your attitude, T.I., so keep doing what you do, man.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it, man. One love. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely. And what we're going to do, too, we're going to play a song from Shogun. I know that you were late coming in. He sent me some. And I want you to hear a little bit of him, too, so you can see what his style is. And then we're going to play another one of your songs, T.I. So.
All right. That's what's up.
Yeah. So first we're going to do Shogun, Never Gonna Make It, and then we're going to bring him on. So this is Shogun, Never Gonna Make It, everybody. On Sideways with Shogun at AM. On Wednesday night at 9 p.m. every Wednesday night. Hump day. Let's get it.
Benzo said, falling in a crime in the same day, cause of course. They said I was never gonna make it. They said I was never gonna make it. Benzo said, falling in a crime, we are bagging several other ports. They said I was never gonna make it. They said I was never gonna make it. Benzo said, falling in a crime in the same day, cause of course. They said I was never gonna make it. They said I was never gonna make it. Benzo said, falling in a crime, we was back and serving other porch. They said I was never gonna make it. They said I was never gonna make it. Remember hustling like a sport. Remember I jumped off the porch. And I was some vicious when I was on that court. But me and my rally wanted more. So we started to explore. Dice games, then eye jobs, this how we first score. When y'all niggas was playing pause, I was playing with eight balls. Had a pistol in my drawers. I was really ducking for the law. I hid my sack before I went in the house, cause mama couldn't know what we was outside doing. So as silent as I was moving,
paper, I'm pursuing. Used to get it OT with the hunters. Off every OZ, make 400. In the spot from the night to the morning. Bitch don't told me get right to the money. So I took me a flight to the money. Risk my life for the money. With that wife for the money. Benzo said falling in a crime in the same day, caused a Porsche. They said I was never gonna make it. They said I was never gonna make it. Benzo said falling in a crime, we a bag and serve another Porsche. They said I was never gonna make it. They said I was never gonna make it. Benzo said falling in a crime in the same day, caused a Porsche. They said I was never gonna make it. They said I was never gonna make it. Benzo said falling in a crime, we a bag and serve another Porsche. They said I was never gonna make it. They said I was never gonna make it. I'm trying to get me a check, so I jug in finesse. I'm a pledge and connect, and I'm official like a ref. Into the streets, I'm a vet, really came up from nothing. Hustler in the flesh, I'm a hustler in the flesh. I'm trying to build me a dynasty, remember dreaming about the finest thing. Pair of Jordans and designer jeans, man, the shit that I done seen. Make it hard to sleep, still gotta go and face the demons. Make it hard to sleep, still gotta go and face the demons. 38 special with the tape on it. Ain't about cake, you can wait on it. Ain't about cake, you can wait on it. Everybody trading these war stories. I just want more money. Everybody trading these war stories. I just want more money. Benzo said ballin' in a crime in the same day, caused a Porsche. They said I was never gonna make it. They said I was never gonna make it. Benzo said ballin' in a crime, we a bag and serve another Porsche. They said I was never gonna make it. They said I was never gonna make it. Benzo said ballin' in a crime in the same day, caused a Porsche. They said I was never gonna make it. They said I was never gonna make it. Benzo said ballin' in a crime, we a bag and serve another Porsche. They said I was never gonna make it. They said I was never gonna make it.
So, let's talk about how that song talks to you. Is everybody there still listening? Is everybody on mute?
Yeah, we're here, man.
Yeah, so let's talk about how that song talks to you.
I dig that, Big Dog. I dig that. It's got a, like, you know, the chorus is real, you know, you can remember it. You know what I'm saying? It sticks in your head. You know, so
man, no doubt.
You got something special right there, bro.
Man, thank you, man. That track right there was an ode to my cousin. He got killed in 2018 by the LAPD. So, you know, that was like an ode to him and shit, you feel me? So, you know, that came really from the heart right after he, you know. So I appreciate that, man, the feedback.
Yeah, man, you're welcome, bro. And my deepest condolences to you and your family, Big Dog.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. For sure, man.
What'd you say, Maddie?
Like I said, another hit, man. I don't think the boy misses.
That's nice. No time soon, man. I ain't trying to miss no time soon.
Michael Jordan don't have nothing on him. You know?
Yeah, man.
Fact. Every time. That's one thing, I'm going to tell you something, you know, Shogata, that's one thing that when I listen to the music, you know what I'm saying, because when Krim was, it took me a while to even talk to Krim, but I was set up when he talked to me. I thought it was somebody else calling me. But anyway, when I talked to him and I went and I listened to y'all's music, like, it was pretty amazing the way you all tell, you know what I mean? Like, you can tell the kind of person you are from your music.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that's an accurate statement. Yeah.
And that's what I'll be trying to do. I'll be trying to get you me. Nothing but me.
Right.
Yeah.
And you succeed. You succeed.
Thanks.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And Cobra,
sure.
To be honest with you, man, like, you know, I just started listening to you. And honestly, like, I think you have something there. I haven't figured out, like, what my favorite thing is yet. But,
Yeah, you got something.
You know, you have a new fan in me because I'm going to be listening to you and I'm going to be seeing what you do, you know, and how you do it. And I'm going to look at your old stuff, too.
I appreciate it.
I haven't got a chance to listen to everything, so I'm just honest. You know, there's no other way to be, really. People like it and they don't like it, but that's just the way it is. I just wanted you to know that. So everybody that's listening, and then we're going to get into another song from CI, but everybody that's listening, tonight is Shoguda. It's Shoguda. And you can look him up on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, whatever. There's Cobra Immortal. It's CobraImmortal. CI is what he goes by. But you can look him up everywhere at Cobra Immortal. And what city are you from, Cobra? Yeah.
I'm from Crystal City, Missouri, 30 miles south of St. Louis.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And so that is from, I'll let you tell
Compton.
Everybody where you're from again. Compton.
Up on the west side of Compton, California, to be exact. You know, Rose Crane Central, you know.
Yeah. So, we appreciate you guys coming on the show tonight. We have Power Talk with OG. Every Wednesday night is Sideways with Sheldon at EM on Top Star Hip Hop Radio. You can go to sideways.topstar on Instagram, Sideways with SM on Twitter, and Shelly Davis on Facebook, MattyManagement.com. You can always get at him if you need to. Start sending hate mail to that motherfucker, okay? That is MattyManagement.com.
Yeah, come get it. Come get it. Yeah, no doubt that, you know, like, straight up, big ups to both of you. I mean, thanks for coming on. Honestly, don't be strangers. Come back, call us. We love our premieres, man. We love our premieres. So get some, save it for us. Cause we love that shit.
Oh, yeah. I have plenty of that shit for y'all, man. I thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, we're gonna play one more song, guys. With CI, we're gonna play his other song that he sent real quick, and then we're gonna go. I'll let everybody come on, do the shout outs, and we'll get out of here. Thanks for coming on, but let's listen to one more of his. Go Farther. The Cobra Immortal, Go Farther. Let's get it, and then
let's get it.
See what it's about, and do our little adios. All right, let's get it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, attack the track just like a savage. See, I put it down, body in the casket. And any rappers wanna try to get with me, dawg. I don't think they wanna see me come through the fall. Man, I'm rolling in the lag, hit the highway. And do it every single day like it's Friday. You know what? People get served just like a BK. People wanna know, see, I say my name.
Yo, all right, man. Yo, I love those verses, man. Your flow is dope.
Yo, I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You just flipped it up?
Something so simplistic about it. But like I said, like the timing was cool and the flow was, it was sick.
Right on. Appreciate it, fam.
Yeah, see how you did your thing. You stood up on that. You flipped it all up on that one.
I appreciate it, Show Gutter, man. Me and you, we're going to have to link up, man, and do some stuff. You heard me?
Yeah, man, that's most definitely, man. I'm at the sales. We can exchange numbers, and we can go from there, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, so gotta, you got to, I want you to send me your email to my Instagram. I'm going to send you that beat tonight. I ain't bullshitting.
Oh, yeah.
I've already got studio time scheduled at the 1st of July.
I have a verse ready for you by the morning.
Yeah. So
hell,
what
that's
I'm
what
trying
you
to
call
do,
business, man.
This album that I'm doing you on that I'm working on, so you can kind of get a feel of what I'm doing. So I'm heading towards like I said, the first track I did is called Chaos in My Mind because I'm tired of, you know, life is hard, man, and sometimes you gotta it's bullshit what you gotta go through, but you gotta just figure it out and keep going. You know what I mean? So like, I'm going into like, you know. You understand what I'm saying, but yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send that to you, and I'm excited to see what's coming with it because I know everybody has life experiences, you know, and it takes a lot for me to really have love for everybody, you all, but like there's some people that you just have genuine like. You would drop anything and be there if they needed you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but we appreciate you coming on our show, man. I'm glad I finally got on. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man. I'm so glad you came on Cobra Immortal. I know that you were working and shit, and you had to tap in after you go off work, but we appreciate you coming in.
Yep.
Man, thank you. Thank you for having me. Maddie M, Shills, Sideways Show, I appreciate y'all having me come on. Salute to you. Show Gutter, keep doing your thing, big dog.
Man, same to you, bro. I'm looking forward to linking up with you. Shout out to Sideways and Shills and Maddie. You know, I appreciate y'all having me tonight, man. It was a pleasure, like I said earlier, man. I love to be back whenever y'all were willing to have me.
Yeah, no doubt, man. The pleasure was all ours, gentlemen.
Yeah,
man.
Sure,
we appreciate it.
Listen, Show Gutter, you sent me another song. Is it Moto?
Oh, yeah. That's like some back and forth Jada Kiss and Styles, like the Locks type shit. I deal with my little buddies in New York. Yeah, it's an up-tempo. It's crazy. That track crazy.
Well, we got to play that before we go. So I'm gonna play it real quick, guys. Sorry, I mean we just got to. We gotta play.
Yeah.
We gotta play that, and then we will.
We really got to play, man.
After that, we're really going. The pizza will be done, and I got to go get the kids to bed. So,
All right.
So we're gonna play better. We'll come back. Let's get it. So got it.
Gang shit, no lame shit. That boy pussy, don't blame him.
So good, I'm still too bad.
Look.
Hey, Lizzie, what up, nigga?
Can't take me off the block. I'm like Shaq in his prime. Right back on these pussies, like Jay in a 4-5. I've been hot since a youngin', way ahead of my time. Here with the rock, I got a handle like LeBron. Just crown me now, I'm the king of the throne. I ain't going back and forth, bitch, this ain't no ping pong. Little baby, I'm a monster, just call me King Kong. One of a kind, show can't be clone.
long. My wordplay crazy, plus I got a nice flow. I was born in the 80s, so you know the boy dope. Look, honestly speaking, I didn't get these boys hope. My music motivates the cutthroats. I made it out the gun smoke, chopper tore up his torso. The coldest from the Ocho, I'm day one and you a no-show. You don't know day one and you a no-go. I call up day one, I swear to God, blood on go-mo. Got Mossy in the cut, he ain't with me, then I'm solo. Got a bad little pollo, she get mad, she kinda loco. But she my little baby, so you know I keep her spoyo. If trust ain't an issue, y'all already know that I'm for. If she got the pistol, fuck her, miss her and she blow it. I talk shit, I'm official where I'm going. Got stripes, I'm a ref, we got whistles and we blow. We got whistles and we blow.
Even though I'm walking through the valley of death, for real, things that you gotta respect. Fucking stripes, cause I keep them in check. If you a sheep, then who leading the rest? Don't let the wolves come and body your set.
Don't let
real shit, we come and body your set. We Giuliani, I'm a Gotti, putting cases to rest. But niggas teaching, they ain't passing the test. I leave your body twitching like you deal with Tourette's.
For real,
mama told me yo, always picking my mess. Blizzy baby, shit is getting shaky. I'm from a place where they safe and Brenda had a baby.
For real,
them niggas gotta sell at Stacy, they ain't got an
Abby.
Steady on the grind, paying fines from the court case. And bank statements, no work, and the fiends waiting. Talk slick if you dropped off at the train station. If you think you a demon, we send a Freemason. The street things, the sidewalks like the street pavement.
I'ma make it rich, either rapping or just grinding. In a player's club, bad bitch, look like diamond. I'm a superstar status, see me shining like a diamond. I'ma push it like tea, I got clips and I be grinding. 48 till I rock this shit like designer. We got right now, I don't care who come behind us. I done waited long enough now, this the perfect timing. I'm getting to the bag, cryptocurrency is I still make the trap shake and bake, I'm Ricky Bobby.
Hey,
ain't nothing funny, dog, I used to just buy it. I'm big dog status, got power, Ghost Tommy. And I'm a living legend, bitches praise me like Yahweh. I used to be broke, now I'm peaking like Dante. Disrespect one of mine, youngest, gon' let the Glock spray. Now it's hoes in your shirt, look like it's made by Kanye. Look like it's made by Kanye.
I'm a shark, had to maneuver the wave. Wanna get rich, take a risk, we just trying to get paid. I grew up wearing niggas suing for J's. With them sidewalks and keep you safe. Niggas dropping all these dimes, I'm just selling these eights.
Word.
I rap my whole life, I'm just trying to escape. I love my hood, but I need me a plate. I'm just trying to survive. Couple niggas trying to slide, but we ain't letting them slide. Cruise up in the ride, cause they ain't a law we abide. I wave the five, the back seat got a nine. Once that nigga see the sign, that nigga knew it was time. I got the answers, it's AI and it's prime. Any nigga try to question, then we doing them slime. Knocking on your door, you introduce me to mom. Then she can give me reasons why you stop paying on time. I'm a stand up nigga, only kneeling to God. We was real dope dealing, you was living for size.
For
you don't wanna collide, you can put the ego aside. Pull up with gang, and we gon' punish your pride. I show you niggas how we move on the side. Any nigga talking different, he lied on God.
It's a dog step, straight raw shit. Locked up in like a crowd, having marsh pits. Getting money, yeah, this shit really thick. Ever since a kid, fell in love with this bitch. They been lean by the leader, cut the work with Manita. Check a nigga drip, stay fresher than a cleaner. Got the bitches looking when I'm hopping out the steamer. Play a nigga close, get blind by the steamer. Happy world, yeah, my strip so hot. Work so raw, got it jumping out the pot. Mommy turn her head when I'm riding down the block. Move a little different, got me feeling like pop. Going hard since a youngin', your boy never stopped. Fell in love with the game when I learned to read rock.
Love that.
Had me to Boston, flying back to back. Then broke niggas talking, let's go stack to stack.
Yo, man, that's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah.
That's that New York fire right there, man.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
man.
Yeah, that was, that's tough right there.
How come
I like
heard that one?
No, Shell's like, my bad, Shell. I told y'all, I got some stuff in the cup, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the first time I heard that, and that was crazy.
Yeah, I got some shit. Shout out to my boy Blizzy, man. Shout out to my boy Dark Shift, man. Free the Ratchet. You feel me? My young boys, man.
Yeah,
they had me up there
happening
on the New York wave. Yeah, I was out there. They had me on the New York wave. They didn't think I could jump on their wave, so I had to show them, you know, I can do that too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, jumping where you are.
Yeah, got out there and got sturdy with it.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Well, listen, guys, thank you so much for being on our show. I'm going to play our
show podcast
soon as we go out, but yeah, this has been a dope show. I look forward to what the future has coming for you guys, for real. And
yeah,
we appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing what y'all do in the future as well, and working with y'all and collaborating and all of that. So I'm ready to do it.
Yes, indeed.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah, for
y'all
sure. The greatest thing about meeting people that grind too, man, is that you all can grind together. Everybody, it's better to build than it is to tear down. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we do on this show. That's what we do on the show, right, Charles? We get people connected, man. That's the whole point of this.
And let people hear what they're missing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They now everybody has a new artist they can listen to. And that's what's up.
Check us out, y'all. Y'all check us out. Give us a hear, man. It don't hurt.
Yeah. Do it. For sure.
All right, man.
For real.
Maddie M.
All right, guys.
Next Wednesday, man. Listen, you guys, I still gotta send me that email, man.
Okay, I just did. Love you, Shells. Appreciate y'all. I'm out.
All right, much love,
man.
You guys.
Take care.
All right,
man. Y'all be easy.
Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy. It's a challenge. I'm a kid, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine. And loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clout. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis. So I can listen, as should you. Take some time to listen to you. Sideways, with Shells and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. It's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he opens gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. GMG is real to me. Breadheads is the progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG Mac drama, Brick Squad Mafia 1017. Prophet 1017. Yankee, Break Gang, just amazing gays in 6 minutes. Malik Show got a criminal in DB. RIP Strat, Matt Strap, Young Tay, Eloise Cartel, RIP Gata. Cobra the villain, Tiwi, 96FG, Honey Blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Dead. Oh yeah, I listen to